This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. There we go. Now we got noise. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, I really appreciate it when you're involved. I appreciate it when you're engaged. I just appreciate it when you're part of. So again, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, give me your email address, because we send out an email once a week. It's really that simple. We send out an email, let you know what's going on, let you know who's going to be on the show, possibly, and the topics we're going to discuss. So if you give me your email address, and it's right there on the website, can't miss it, you'll get informed. If you don't want to be informed by email, then we can send you a text message. You can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And Corey Duncan will join us after the break. He always does. I'm sure he has a whole different insight, a whole different viewpoint on reparations. What do you think? I'm sure he wants as much reparations as he can get, right? No, not going to happen. Anyway, Tom Del Vaccaro wrote a piece. We had him on the show the other night. And he was, Hillary Clinton, right? The queen of obstruction. He knows that she's now demanding accountability after the Mueller investigation, right? And, you know, Mueller spoke. He gave us what he was going to give us. He's not going to go in front of, well, he might eventually, but right now he has no intention to go in front of Congress. He said, look, I wrote what I wrote. Read what I wrote. Figure it out on your own. You don't need me. You don't need me in there to testify. But Clinton, right, she's still looking for a deeper meaning. Mueller said that he couldn't prove Trump was innocent. Meanwhile, Hillary, the person who did commit crimes, is now screaming about accountability. Here's a woman that broke all the rules. She did exactly what she was, now, not that she didn't know she wasn't supposed to, but she did exactly what she wasn't supposed to do when the court told her what to do, with the Department of Justice, she signed the paperwork, you know, when it came to classified information. It's just amazing. Mueller, whatever it was, special prosecutor, said that he couldn't say that Donald Trump had committed a crime. Again, not trying to re-litigate this whole thing, right, or discuss it to death. But who uses those terms? Couldn't prove he was innocent. In Washington, however, that qualifies you to be a special prosecutor, right? All of which bring us to Hillary's Hunter's College commencement address, right? She was so angry about her 2000. I mean, this is like what? I mean, it's time to get over this. We're coming up on 3 years. Move on. It was caused by so many people other than herself. You know, again, I'm talking about this earlier. She takes responsibility for nothing. And with Trump right in the front of her mind, she condemned the administration for rejecting requests for testimony and documents from Democrats in Congress. She then asked, what do we do when people... Ready for this? This is perfect. What do we do when people in positions of authority are not held accountable? Well, we renamed them Hillary. I don't know. We'll call it the Hillary effect.
I was going to say the same thing.
During the Obama administration, she said, we did the following. We allowed Hillary to have a server that was hacked into her home and exposed classified information. She wasn't held accountable for that, right? She wasn't held accountable when she used the bleach bit on her computer server. She destroyed all the evidence after having a subpoena saying, no, you can't do that. Don't do it. But I don't believe the FBI couldn't get the info. Not for a minute. Hillary turned, we allowed Hillary not to turn over almost 18,000 messages. Nobody held her accountable. Nobody dragged her off to jail. Nobody slapped her with a fine. We allowed the Clinton Foundation to take millions. They took in millions of dollars, some of which wound up in the accounts of Hillary and Bill and that marriage account for her daughter. She was Secretary of State. Nobody said a word. Not a word. I mean, can you see the lawlessness behind these people? Can you see exactly what this country would be like if they ran the whole thing without the ability to stop them? You know, we allowed her to pay for a law firm, to actually pay for a false dossier, and it was used to attack Trump. Now, that's a clear campaign violation. A candidate is required to disclose the true recipient of their expenditures. They went through an intermediary on purpose to try to hide it, but they knew, and they should have called it out. We could add about 20 more things to this list if we wanted to. It's funny, though, the person who is demanding accountability from Trump was not willing to give any of it herself, was not willing to step up and be accountable herself. And let's not forget when her husband was under investigation, she went out of her way. She almost put together a whole special team to discredit all the women. Remember? I mean, when I say it, I was, slut-shaming or victim-shaming or whatever-shaming? She does it. It's okay. Why? It's Hillary. All of Bill's accusers were asking for it. They were nasty people. They were whatever terminology you can use is what Mrs. Clinton called them. Chobin Senior Host, you listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, we're going.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's engage him quick. Let's bring him on because I got to poke him a little bit in a second here. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us and with his unique perspective on what's going on in the world. Hey, what's up?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me, and I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in.
So, they've been having hearings. I just have to have some fun with this because I did last night, and I was thinking of you the whole time I did it because I know that deep down inside you have a whole bunch to say about this. So, anyway, they have this panel, and they're doing the hearings in Congress. And the hearing's about reparations, okay? And they've got people everywhere in the place. And the two black guys who speak out and talk about reparations and said, both of them said, we don't want reparations. There isn't anybody here who, you know, and they go through the whole thing. And every time they said that, the people, the other African Americans in the place were booing them. Right? And the one guy says, look, even Barack Obama, he wouldn't be eligible for it. His dad is from Africa, and his mom is white. So how are you going to figure out who gets what? And the one young man says, I'm four generations in. I'm going to an Ivy League college. I live in a great neighborhood. I have a great job. What do I need? And it's just, it's amazing. This is now, and those wonderful candidates on the Democrat side for the 2020 election, they're all buying into this. They're all talking about, yes, we need to figure out some kind of reparations for the African-American community.
Well, first of all, I was headed in that direction tonight anyway. Because I had my annual meet Corey and the liberal black woman meeting this weekend, where they come up to me. And I'm like, well, look, let me explain something to you. If you don't like what I say, and I'm not entertaining anyone. I educate. I'm not an entertainer. And I say, if you find what I say to be offensive, maybe it could be that I'm telling the truth. And if so, why do you tune in every week? Why do you tune in? Once you turn off for 45 minutes, go listen to someone else that's sitting there beating the drum about nothing or whatever. Why don't you go do that? You know, that's my whole thing.
Right.
So, anyway, to move along, I saw Danny Glover. Danny Glover is a hot mess. You know, someone considerably needs to take and put their arm around him and give him a nice big hug and tell him that he need to go ahead and cut the rest of his hair off because it looked like a cow licked his head. But anyway, to make a long story short, you know, reparations. Are you serious? No, let me ask you a question. What about if white folks took and did that? What about white folks said, hey, cause, I mean, they had people that was owned by slaves. So why don't they take and do that?
Hey, because we don't want to get hurt.
Right. But that's my problem. That's my problem. Why don't you guys take and say, hey, we want reparations for slave owners. Now, look, like, that's the thing I can't understand. Black people own slaves. So, okay, even let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's go to the beginning. Okay, so what's the format, what's the criteria for people to get reparations if they're supposed to get reparations? Okay, so explain to me what it is. What's the format? What's the format for it? Because it's not a format for them that, you know, like most people that I see, they have an agenda, but they don't have any kind of goals or anything set up like business-oriented. So how can you ask for something and you don't have a format? It's just, okay, so you're just going to take it and just give all black people money. No, because they won't have it long, because at least 90% of them, 10% knows what to do. I'm not gonna say all, but 90% of them will. I mean, the women gonna go out and buy weave. Okay, that's where I can say this. The women gonna go out and buy weave, or go to the gay pride, whatever it is, function, and the men gonna buy Cadillacs and whatever else and stuff. So you know, see, I know somebody gonna say, man, you racist. Yeah, but see, I can be racist. That's why I'm on this show, because I can be racist because I'm black. Well, I'm actually 50% Cuban also. But the thing with this is, even still, I want to say this to all of these people that liberal, because I run into them every week, and I know she's probably listening, that if you don't like what I say about black folks, then why don't you change the narrative? Change what I'm telling, because what I'm telling is 99% accurate, because I grew up in the hood. So you can't tell me, and I'm not saying every black person before someone get caught in their feelings or whatever, some Christian conservative or some liberal socialist get caught up, or some Bible-clutching Christian conservative. Yeah, I attack them also, because they fight fake and phonies also. So the thing of it is this. Bottom line, not to continue to go on and All it is the white man guilt, the black man guilt trip for the white man to feel guilty about something that half of us wasn't even born then. So, you know.
Well, listen, who do you charge? First of all, remember, it was the Democrats who wanted to keep slavery in effect. So shouldn't they pay the bulk of the bill? That's number one. Number two, my family didn't get here long after slavery was, turned around. So
okay, Joe, you're Italian. Why yeah. don't you ask for reparations?
Well, I did. They laughed
why don't
at me.
You ask for reparations?
They laughed at me. I want reparations for when Roosevelt, the Democrat president known as Roosevelt, did the internment camp,
see,
real internment camps, with the Japanese and the Germans and the Italians in there.
See, this is the point that I continue to make endlessly all week long and all day long. This is why the men are not being men, and that's why I say these men are not real men like from back in our day or our days or whatever. If the thing of it is, no one wants some. Well, nobody. If you're a real man, you don't want anybody to give you nothing.
Nope.
You go make it happen. I don't care. I don't care if you ride in a Volkswagen. Guess what? It might be in a Volkswagen, but it was mine. I remember the first apartment that I ever moved in. I had no furniture. I had a mattress and a bed, and I was happy. I was happy that it was a pig in slop. But guess what? You know why I was happy? One, I had my freedom. Two, I did it on my own. And
yep.
Three, guess what? Nobody gave it to me.
That's
I
right.
earned it. And guess what? No matter what it is, it's mine. So that's what I'm saying. But everyone wants to give somebody something. That's why no one is. That's why it's no. The thought process of a lot of these young men are so screwed up. That's why I say I cannot wait. I cannot wait to start giving out these videos because I'm gonna really get to the real point of this.
Well, good. I'm glad you're hot on this because we're gonna talk about a couple of other issues on the other side of the break. And I think you're gonna be as upset as I am. And you're the black guy. I think you are anyway. I get confused sometimes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Corey Duncan after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country is shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
I have a feeling, I may be wrong, and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that
It was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
He meets with members of Congress and military leaders to discuss this situation at the White House, the Pentagon calling the attack unprovoked. In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland. The Bladensburg Cross has been on the property honoring veterans for almost 100 years. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the two dissenting votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Always love the time that he spends with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send one out a week. If you want to do the email, you can always do the texting. You text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Let me just bring him on. I got a lot I want to talk to him about. Corey Duncan joins us, and Corey, always fun to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. God bless and thank everyone. I also continue to follow the Duncan family and also the Grassroots Conservative Association's group, www.conservativeagenda.com. Got some news at the end of your show that I want to put out there to everyone in Dallas, New York, and also Houston. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes and a lot of things that we're doing. We're all about giving back to our Americans and also our veterans here at the Grassroots Conservative Association group. We don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. We could care less. You're American citizen.
And that's true. I can vouch for that. But I got to tickle your funny bone here for a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
You ready for this one? Now, don't have any liquid in your mouth because I don't want you to blow it all over the place. So Hillary Clinton has come out, and she feels that this whole Mueller investigation, it's a debacle, and we need accountability. That's what she said. Okay? It's like, wait a minute. Huh? What? You're saying we need accountability? The person that wouldn't give up anything, wouldn't give any information? Yeah, okay. Let me jump right on that.
Well, let me say this. That's all. Everything. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when relevant people that used to be relevant that are irrelevant now, or you know, they can't be in front of a TV monitor, or you know, be in front of a camera somewhere, then they have issues. They start to have withdrawal. So that means they have to go out and find or say something that's just totally idiotic or stupid, or even. You know, even more than that. But Hillary Clinton is to worry about going and being a grandmother. That's what she needs to be worried about. Her political career is over. And to sit up and say something about the Mueller investigation or whatever like that, you know, you're the same person that broke so many crimes and got away with it where people in my job occupation would they would be stuck put under the jail. Yep. So she should be very careful about wanting to rehash things like that, because we can talk about Benghazi, we can talk about Fast and Furious, you know, gun running and everything else, and there's probably some other things I could probably talk about, but they would probably lock me up in the next 20 minutes about it and stuff. But the thing of it is that there's a whole lot of things that the Clintons don't need to, you know, you never hear the Bushes say anything about, you know, they leave things alone. And, I caution her not to be like O.J. Simpson or the gentleman that murdered Trayvon Martin. You know, it's almost like they take and it's like it's not enough. You know, like O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson's going to keep on. Why don't you just confess, bro, and just say that's what you did? Because it's like, you know, these guys be under a rock somewhere. And then all of a sudden they come out and it's like, look at me. I want to be relevant again. You know, I'm like, you had your time, Hillary. You had your time. Pantsuits are no more. Women wear dresses. You know, when you wear pantsuits, that means something else. But yeah. I can't say that.
No,
sure.
No,
but,
you can be nice. You know. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to be nice.
I knew you would. No question about it, you know.
Yeah.
But
if she was more worried about taking care of her husband, she wouldn't have to worry about Monica Lewinsky instead of her trying to be the free leader of the world and understanding what her, you know, what her path is that God put out here for her as a wife. So, you know, but see, I'm going to stay away from that because I know that touches a couple people. I know that hurts some couple people.
That's, yeah, that's about right. They're going to come look at you.
Masculinity.
You know?
You know, I had a black liberal. What are you saying about black young men? I know what I'm saying about black young men is that one thing is that the liberal black woman is the kind of person, and I'm not going to put on a liberal black woman. I'm going to talk about the Bible-clutching Christian conservatives, too, because they also got a lot of pro-fem in them also. They don't want a man to be. They want a man to be non-masculine, and being masculine is prudent for a boy to grow into a young man to be a man, and that's what it's essential for them to have the masculinity, because masculinity is going to take them through a whole lot of trials and tribulations, and the man is the head of the family, and that's how it's supposed to be. I know it's going to be a lot of people that don't like it, but hey, it is what it is. Don't read one half of the Bible, and you don't want to read the other half, and you want to try to twist it. We got a lot of people that try to do that. See, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you, be raw and to the point, and I'm a straight shooter. I'm real talk. I don't have time to sit up and play games.
You and I agree there on so many things. You know, it's time to stop playing the games. It's time to stop doing all this crazy stuff that we've allowed them to get away with this, though. You have to admit that that. We have allowed them to get away with this, and that's why they do it.
The libs live by a lot of things that I can't really get into now, and it goes way back. It goes way back, because when a man allows that to go on, and that's what part of this problem is. It's not a political problem. It's a person problem. See, as men, and I'm going to talk about this in doing that video, as men, you have to take and first cleanse yourself, cleanse your mind. Because if you being a leader of the family, you have to have your mind right for you to lead the family. That's why a lot of people say, well, you don't ever really have them problems with all of your children. I said, because my children already know what the deal is, and I set the standard. And that's how it works. If you set the standard, you don't have to worry about all of this chaos and mayhem and all these women that are agents of chaos. That's why I always tell these young men, make sure you know who you want to bear your children and also to be your wife. Because that's where a lot of us start at. You know, yeah. you get caught up in the fascination of beauty. You know, being fascinated by that. And I'm like, you know, you gotta understand, everything that's pretty, everything that's glitter ain't gold. So the thing of it is, you have to cleanse your own mind and get your family right. And once you get your family right, then once you get yourself right, then you get your family right. And once you get your family right, then we can start getting these communities right. That's where it starts at. It doesn't start, this has nothing, but for all those people that's highly political, it has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. It starts in your home, man. That's where it starts at.
You It's like Rahm Emanuel when he came on. He said, you know, the problem we have is we have too much crime in the streets, and it's like, you know, these young men don't understand that what they're doing is wrong. No, they know what they're doing is wrong. You know, you and I were talking about this during the break. I mean, look at what's going on in Baltimore, and Chicago, and San Francisco. San Francisco, the new mayor says, I didn't know all this was going on. Well, how the heck did you run for office not knowing what was going on? Same thing with the Chicago mayor. You said the Baltimore mayor?
You mean like Jack Young?
Yeah.
Jack Young had seventeen shootings and seven murders, I think, over the weekend. A couple of them wasn't even recorded by the local TV affiliates and stuff because they don't want to run everyone away from the tourist season in Baltimore. But here he goes. Jack Young's an idiot. He's an idiot just like the person before him, and the person before him was the one that said, you know, the one with the soup coolers and stuff. She was like, just let it burn. Just let it burn. It's only property. It's a riot, but just let it burn. And you know, Jack Young says, hey, I'm frustrated. Every time I look, my pager and my cell phone is blown up because of a shooting. Well, I didn't know they still did pages. I thought we all was in a cell phone, you know. So, but anyway, moving along, I'm like, okay, so you the leader and the mayor of the city? So why you have a problem with answering your phone about something and the citizens should be outraged? Yeah, they probably are. They're probably outraged because your peanut head behind is in office making up all these excuses talking about you can't blame City Hall or the police department. You have to blame the community. Well, guess what? If you would let the law enforcement continue to do their job and stop trying to make them politically advocates of that BS that you're pushing when the law enforcement locks them up, then guess what? Marilyn Mosey and her crew go get them out. So let's ask the question. You know, that's why these young kids are committing so many murders in Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, New York. The list goes on and on because guess what? They know if they do it,
They know how to work the system. They gravitate those gang members out of Chicago, and they're saying to them, well, how is it that there's so much gun violence? And they said, well, look, they pull us in, and they let us out the back door. They don't keep us for longer than a couple of hours. They don't have enough room for us. We know what to do. Anyway, got to go for a break. Yep. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. When we come back, we're going to talk about Harvard University because he's the only guy I can do it with. He's the smartest guy on the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Come on.
I feel like I'm going to get it out first. Oh, my God.
I'm your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, it was already starting with this, so I'll just bring him right. Well, you're familiar with that song. I can envision you in a line dance, let me tell you.
Hey, look, now I had to put some for the town down and break dance. They just saw me back in the day. I could really break dance, man.
I can see you in a leisure suit, you know, doing the moves and the whole nine yards.
Man, let me tell you, that was something back in the day. I could be a centipede and everything. So you guys probably don't know what that is.
No.
But I'm gonna tell you, back in the day, if I tried that now, you'd be picking me up with a spatula, what's left of me. My big behind be broken half, and so Anna will have to sweep the parts back and see what we can put together in the basement.
You're rebuilding. God.
I get off a good one every now and then.
Yeah, you do. You got me envisioning you in a leisure suit doing a line dance. I'm just sorry. I just can't.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Get a wig. I got a gig. Get a wig, bro. Get a wig.
Oh God. All right, let's get to the real serious stuff now. A Connecticut woman is suing Harvard University because it wants the pictures of the 19th century slave images taken down. She wants them off the walls, out of the books, the whole nine yards, because it makes her uncomfortable. It makes her feel it's wrong, and it portrays a time when we owned people. And
was this a black lady?
Oh, yeah.
Is she listening to your show?
No, she would listen to my show.
Because I got a message for her.
Oh, God.
You want the message? Wait, listen. Confederate flags are hot, baby. They're hot. They're sexy and they hot. Confederate flags are hot, man. Are you serious? How can you sit up and say a socialist flag is, you know, you got all these people walking around with socialist shirts on and waving socialist flags and everything else? Wave the Confederate flag. Wave the United States and the Confederate flag, bro. That's the flag that you need to be waving.
Well, you know,
that's a piss off.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to take the emails and send them to you afterward. You know, not a problem.
Go ahead.
There's only two guests on this show I get emails about. You and who else is the other one? Who do you think the other one is?
Xander.
No, Kimberly. You and Kimberly.
What?
Get me in more trouble than anybody else.
Kimberly is a good luck woman, and so I was gonna call her the good luck Barbie doll and stuff, but you know, it's all good though. Kimberly, you know what? I don't get a chance to tune in, but every time I talk to someone, they was like, man, Kim is like right on point. You know, good job, Kim. Keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, I'll try to tune in when I can. Soon I have plenty enough time to tune in, but because I've had enough of Facebook listening to that crowd and stuff. I got nothing from that but an instant headache. I need a burl of Excedrin and stuff to be messing with them. I can't do it.
I tell people all the time, you brought up the Confederate flag, and they've nailed me when I say stuff like, leave this stuff alone. Because how are we ever going to know our history? You're going to hear about it? You're not going to see pictures of it? They'll never do this because when are we going to wipe out pictures of the Holocaust? Shouldn't we know about these things? I don't care whether it's black slavery, white slavery, Italian slavery, I don't care what it is. We should know what we've come out of and what we've come through, I should say. Don't you agree? As a black man, do you want to wipe out all images of slavery?
Well, the thing of it is, I wasn't back then, so I could care less. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could care less, because I'm like, look, I don't know none of these people, and none of these people, I have no idea who none of these people are. So, are you serious? And no offense to Kim, I didn't mean to call you a Barbie doll. I do apologize. That was just a little side joke. I would have called you Farrah Fawcett or someone of that nature. I'm sorry.
She has a hair for it, for sure. I've seen her hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know she has a high level.
She's listening to us.
Because somebody else probably would have been like, look, he's up there doing that and cooking about her, and he shouldn't be talking about, oh, shut up. Don't nobody care about what you people think. And so if I could care less. But anyway, let's get to the good part. The Grassroots Conservative Association group is giving back to the public once again. On Saturday, July the 13th, in Houston, Dallas, and New York, we're giving away window air conditioning units. And I want to thank Carrier for providing and Lowe's for providing help in the three cities about this. And we're not only giving it, we're giving it to the elderly, the underprivileged elderly. That's who we're giving it to. Not you grown young men and men that sit at home all day playing Atari, ColecoVision. See, I went way back. No, playing PlayStation. I'm talking about people that actually are burning up hot in the cities, are not doing or not providing anything for them. And it's not only for the elderly, but also for our veterans also. The Grassroots Conservative Association group, me, myself, my mom, Anna, Wendy, Erica, all of us give back. This family is about giving back, and especially our kids. Our kids are the ones that came up with the idea about giving back. Excuse me. And that's what we're about. We're about giving back to all American citizens. And it's not, and it's a, we give giving away 1,000 in each city. And we're going, and if you come to our website, www.conservativegen.com, I'm going to add, going to give you the places of the VFWs and everything that is being given out at in each city. Because the thing of it is it's all about giving back to people. It's all about giving back to the American citizen. I don't care about you being Democrat or Republican. I could care less. The thing of it is that it's hot in a lot of these cities, and the cities are not providing anything for these people, not even providing for the veterans. And I heard President Trump say something in a, you know, that the veterans affairs is getting better. Well, President Trump, I have to disagree with you. It's not getting better. We need to get a whole lot better than what we have been.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, listen, is it better than it was? Yeah, but you know what? Not measurably, not so exciting where people are bouncing off the walls.
Until we get rid of civilian people running the Veterans Affairs and put military people in that understand exactly what it is about taking care of our veterans, then we'll get the problem solved. Civilians don't care about military, about people that come back Maine or people that are trying to make sure that they can pay their bills or even to stay cool during the summertime. See, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of these people get on here, get on TV, and they get on the radio, and they talk all this political stuff. And the real thing is you need to be giving back and helping people instead of trying to destroy each other about some BS about politics. Politics is nothing, man. All politics is a whole bunch of people talking about something that they claimed that they was going to do, a whole bunch of broken promises. That's what I always like to call the broken promise crowd.
Speaking of politics, I'm going to drag you back, whether you like it or not. Iran, right? Everybody's talking about Iran, and it seems to me there's no gray area. We've got people either pushing to blow the place up, get in a full-blown confrontation with them, or leave alone and let them swallow themselves up. What do you think? Where are you at with that?
Well, my personal opinion is this, and I'll sum it up real quick. General McCaffrey, D. Love him. Respect him. He's a nice guy. He gets on Fox and look, bro. Look, I want to know what your MOS was before you was a general. And when you was a general, I want to know what your MOS was. Because guess what? If you haven't led a platoon, a squad into battle, I don't want to hear nothing that you have to say. I don't want to hear from these 4-star or 1-star. Hey, man, I'm a colonel and I earned it. I earned every bit of it. Every bit of it. So when I hear these 4-star, these 1-star generals, no disrespect to you. Thank you for your service. I salute you, sir. But I don't have to agree with what you say. Going into Iran is a mistake. And a lot of people say, well, what is it to do? Well, guess what? If I'm like this, if I'm standing on one side of the street and another person standing on the other side of the street and they just talking verbal stuff, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to sit there. Because guess what? It doesn't bother me until you approach me. And if I hope the Iranians aren't that stupid to mess with the United States like that because they're wiping them off the planet. But the thing of it is, I always continue to tell people, don't think that you're too bigger than your adversary because your adversary will show you. You know, all these generals want to go in, the neocons and everybody want to go in. But until you go to battle, show me, you tell me when you come back from battle whether you want to do that. And my complete answer is no. Let Iran continue. They've been threatening Israel for years. Wonder why the Israelis never went in. You know why they didn't go in? Because they know they're not stupid. There's a reason why they haven't gone in. Now, if the Iranians are that dumb to do something, that's a different story. Then we have to protect ourselves. But going into these sovereign countries or going into these countries on behalf of the European Union and these neocons is the wrong thing to do. We've done that already with no exit in sight. And then we had to pack our stuff up and leave like we won. When we give it away to the Iraqi army and the damn Iraqi army gives it back to Al-Qaeda. Are you serious? It's people right. That have given their life for that.
Yep, you're exactly right. Hey, real quick, where do people find you? You're up against it.
www.conservativegen.com. Check us out there. God bless. Good night. And next week, you know what next week is?
I do.
We're
going to have the party right here on the show. I'm going to have a cake and champagne and all kinds of other stuff. Anyway, Joe Machine, your host.
I'm good.
Yeah. Evan Sayed joins me in the next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun. You know, Evan is fast. He's on top of his stuff. He's almost as good as Corey here. I'm Joe Machine, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.